listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schau with the latest. Trouble's brewing within Victoria's homelessness sector. The council to homeless persons reporting nearly half of its frontline workers are considering leaving the job. It recently conducted a survey of 250 people and CEO Deborah Di Natale says the results were disappointing.
Half of the frontline workers are considering quitting the sector, and that's because the workloads are so high and there are just no places to be exiting people into.
A lucky escape for two people in Cape Woolamai over the weekend in Gippsland. The pair left a walking trail onto cliffs when they were unable to get back through bushland along with a rising tide. They were both winched out by emergency services and were uninjured. A house has been saved after a North Murchison shed went up in flames yesterday. Seven CFA crews reportedly attended the scene with investigations underway into the cause of the blaze. Greater Shepparton Council is looking for people to sit on its Hall of Fame Advisory Committee. Nominations are now open for the group, which oversees the Sports Hall of Fame for the region, as well as recommending inductees to Council. Applications are open till May 24. Making news elsewhere, destination Phillip Island is celebrating new figures, showing visitor spending in the region is up nearly 60% on pre-pandemic levels. And Spring Street is dishing out new grants to support live music festivals across the state. $50,000 in grant money is up for grabs as part of the Live Music Festivals Fund. Victoria can also expect to see 10,000 gigs created through the Gig Fund. Let's take a look at the weekend's footy action now, and bad luck for the Murray Bushrangers girls in the Coates Talent League. Their first game of the year was a tough one against Gippsland, with the Power finishing up on top 87-0. Gippsland take on Sydney Swans Academy this weekend, while the Bushies have a bye. And over to the basketball, the Shepparton Gators have won their second championship match on the trot, taking down Camberwell. Gippsland United, meantime, went down to Altona.